Our cattle market, step back and take a little bit of a break. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news update. That's what we've seen thus far. Our cattle market's taking a little bit of a breather, stepping back and taking a look at what's been going on. Brad Koyma with Koyma, Koyma and Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa, said it's kind of a slow start to this week's cattle market.
For sure, Keith. Thanks for having me on. A little calmer setting here this week than we had last week, right? When we were dealing with all the screwworm repercussions and everything else. So I think I'll start here a little bit with what is a softer tone in the cash market. We finished the week kind of sluggish, you know, for sure a couple three lower than the week before, and even Friday's trade was lower than the Thursday cash trade. And so we feel like we're kind of limping into the week a little bit, and there's really a fair amount of difference between north and south as the north has gone discount to the south, and I suppose, you know, with good reason. There's a pretty big fundamental that is the Mexican border being closed, and so the numbers are extremely tight, especially in Texas.
And Brad pointed out there's cattle being bought in the north country and being moved back down into Texas.
So we've even heard of reports of cattle being sold up in my neck of the woods and getting hauled all the way down to Texas to be slaughtered. That doesn't happen very often. So it's kind of a unique thing. But I do think in the north we are, while we're not in a real troubled spot here in terms of supply, we are not where we were in spring and summer either. And that is when we were super current, pulled forward maybe even a month or so, had all sorts of leverage. Now we've had very good weather. Replacement feeder cattle cost is high, and it now feels like maybe we got just a few cattle sitting around. So there's a little negative undertone, I think, here to the cash market for sure. One other thing, don't forget, it is month end. I know that's not very sophisticated analytics. When you've had a big bull market like this and the funds are long, month ends have had a tendency to seen profit taking or some selling. So keep that in the back of your mind as well.
With your farm news update, I'm Keith Lundberg.